Though he had filed for re-election the day he was inaugurated in 2017, U.S. President Donald Trump staged a boisterous rally in Orlando, Florida last night to announce the same thing to his faithful. Mr. Trump gave the huge crowd what it wanted, political red meat. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has a report.
In his campaign kickoff, President Trump demonized Democrats.
They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it.
Trump also called the Mueller investigation a phony witch hunt drummed up by his opponents.
The only collusion was committed by the Democrats, the fake news media, and their operatives, and the people who funded the phony dossier, crooked Hillary Clinton, and the DNC.
While it was the official campaign kickoff, Trump officially filed for re-election on January 20th, 2017, the day he was inaugurated. I'm Tim McGuire.
In his rambling address, the president touched on a variety of issues, including trade with China.
I spoke to President Xi, terrific president, a great leader of China, spoke to him this morning at length, and we'll see what happens. But we're either going to have a good deal and a fair deal, or we're not going to have a deal at all, and that's okay, too.
One thing President Trump did not talk about was climate change. Senator Bernie Sanders, one of the two dozen Democrats in the running to challenge the president at the polls in 2020, took note.
Maybe I missed it. I did not hear Donald Trump mention one word about the planetary crisis of climate change. And in fact, what he boasted about is that we are producing more carbon, which is only going to speed up the climate change crisis.
More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News from Washington. The Federal Reserve wraps up its policy meeting here in the Capitol today with expectations it may soon be ready to lower interest rates, though probably not today.